This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart, and you're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest. It's Kelvin Wong, Oanda Senior Market Analyst in Singapore. Good morning from London, Kelvin.
Good evening over here from Asia, and good morning over to you, Johnny.
Now, of course, your markets were closed in Asia Pacific when the latest non-farm payroll numbers came out on Friday afternoon in the United States. Has there been any hangover from that?
Yes. So at the start of today's Asia session, or in fact, right after the release of the non-farm payroll data in the mid-session of the US hours last Friday, we see the dollar sell-off initially start to stabilize, and the dollar kind of remains unsupported if you look at the US dollar index. And on the converse side, the euro dollar is unable to break above a key short-term resistance at the 1.06 level. And most importantly, the US benchmark stock indices continues to rally, with the S&P and the NASDAQ 100 continues to push fresh record highs at the end of last Friday US session. Coupled with this consumer confidence data that was also released at the later part of last Friday during the second half of the US session, where the University of Michigan surveyed, consumer sentiment data continues to show an upward trend in the month of December. So that's the flash reading for December. Net-net overall indicating that the US state of the affairs in terms of the economic situation is still kind of a Goldilocks scenario, where the Fed is still in the midst of an interest rate cut cycle, but market is still looking for a rather shallower interest rate cut cycle next year. So with that, as long as the Goldilocks scenario remains intact in the US economy, in the short term, we start to see this very strong upside momentum in the major benchmark US stock indices, and for sure also due to the seasonality factor for the month of December, where everyone is looking for a center cost rally as well. And as for the dollar perspective over here, I believe that it's being kind of trapped right now in this situation. Yes, we may start to see a lesser dovish US central bank in 2025 monetary policy stance. That means initially, prior to Trump coming into the picture, market participants are looking at around 3 to 4 interest rate cut for 2025. And right now, given the state of the US economy that is still rather in a robust scenario, not falling off the cliff, no recessionary-like situation, and on top with a Trump America First policy, that's very hard justification next year for the US Federal Reserve to engage in a kind of a very initially thought out deeper interest rate cut cycle, but rather a shallower interest rate cut cycle for next year, and even possibility there could be a chance or even no interest rate cut at all.
Okay, well, as far as today is concerned, though, Kelvin, looking at the numbers across the board, oil is of interest. We've seen an upsurge in the oil price after some fairly downward numbers over the last few days and weeks. I take it that might have something to do with what is coming out of China in terms of future stimuli.
Yes, very interestingly. So let me talk about this China situation right now. So we know that China has been in the doldrums in terms of economic growth situation, higher chances of continuation of that dreaded deflationary risk spiral after in today's Asia morning we have the latest China CPI data that is still showing rather weak consumer spending indirectly because of the rather weak China CPI data and its factory gate PPI data as well that is continuing to trend downwards. So what's interesting over here is that this week I would say there's this particular closed door economic symposium that's going to be attended by China top policy makers. So it's a kind of a 2 days affair starting from when this Wednesday all the way up to this Thursday. And there has been, since late last Friday, there's been rumors circulating in the China chatterbox that potentially there could be rather forceful messaging from the China top policymakers to counter potentially hawkish rhetoric coming up from Trump's administration next year, with that additional 60% tariffs that could be likely hit on China export to US, where Trump's trying to get much more bargaining chips in favor of US corporations. So what's interesting over here is that today we see the conclusion of the monthly political bureau meeting. So what is political bureau meeting? So political bureau meeting is a monthly meeting attended by the top leaders from the Chinese Communist Party, for sure chaired by President Xi himself. So that was towards the end of today's Asia session, there was actually a news report on that, a local press news report on that, stating that at the conclusion of today's meeting, which is today's monthly political bureau meeting, the political bureau committee has changed the way it's crafted its message in terms of the end of every monthly political bureau meeting. So for this month political bureau meeting, they remove the tonality of using kind of a cautiously approaching to stimulate the Chinese economy, but rather using words like a forceful stimulus, very similar to the tone that they used during the great financial crisis in 2008-09, where they unleashed massive fiscal stimulus. So that caught the market by a surprise. And with this change of choice of words and tonality, that kind of, what you call it, potential forceful fiscal stimulus rhetoric starts to actually play back into the market participants' mindset right now, and causes the oil price to actually rally right now as you're speaking, close about 1.15% for WTI. And also what's interesting over here is that we also got to pay a very close attention to the dollar as well, because of this very strong wording and the potentially forceful stimulus coming out from China economy. Because we know that China economy is a very important jigsaw puzzle of the global macro space, given that any signs of physical stimulus could potentially see dollar strength doing that, dollar strength being reduced via that risk-on behavior that market participants choose to capitalize, hoping for this very strong physical stimulus to come out from China in 2025.
Now, looking at the week to come, Kelvin, US CPI will be the most interesting story on Wednesday, which could be a further indicator regarding US interest rates and what's going to happen.
Yes, precisely. So let's take a look at the current expectation on what market is looking at for next week US Federal Reserve monetary policy meeting, is that the CME Fed Watch 2 has more or less baked into the sand, looking for another 25 basis point cut by the Fed on the next meeting, which is on the 18th of December. So as we are speaking right now, the CME Fed Watch 2 is looking at 87% probability. That's a very high probability that the Fed is likely to engage another interest rate cut to bring the Fed funds rate to 4.25% to 4.5%. So that's already been priced into the market. So for sure, if the CPI numbers starts to surprise on the upside, because what market is looking at is a rather tame inflationary growth trend in the US. By looking at the core inflation, market is looking at no change at 3.3% year on year to come in the month of November. So that's three consecutive month of no change since September. So if it continues to hover at what market is being expecting right now, very likely there won't be any major surprise, especially on the FX market. But however, if inflation data in the US, especially the core CPI data, starts to surprise on the upside, let's say, for example, if they come in at around 3.4% to 3.6%, so that could actually potentially start to see a knee-jerk reaction in the FX market, where dollar strength should potentially come back into the picture again, and we should potentially start to see a further down on interest rate cuts for 2025. Because right now, if you look at based on the CME Fed Watch 2, market is now still looking at two potential interest rate cuts of 25 basis points each for 2025.
We've also got some central bank meetings to come up, the RBA and the ECB. Is this the last we'll hear from them before the seasonal break?
Yes, for sure. So there will be the last central bank meeting for these two central banks. So a particle of interest will be for sure RBA meeting, which is due tomorrow. So what's so interesting about RBA is that in Australia, there has been no cut of interest rate yet, right? So RBA has been holding on pretty firm on their hawkish rhetoric ever since the new governor came on board, Michelle Bullock. So she has been pretty much concerned about sticky inflationary trend in Australia. But given the fact that we start to see a weaker than expected Q3 GDP numbers in Australia that came out last week, indicating that the economic growth trend may have starts to inch downwards in Australia, and potentially that could start to change the monetary policy stance from RBA tomorrow. So for tomorrow, market is still expecting no change in the interest rate decision, still maintaining it at 4.35%. But what's interesting over here is the press conference that come out thereafter. Market will be paying very close attention on how the choice of words from RBA governor gonna come out from her mouth. Does it show any signs that her choice of inflationary trend in Austria starts to change, where she's pretty much concerned more about economic slack that could start to build up in Austria, where RBA may start to watch more closely on this potential economic deterioration that could come into 2025. So if that were to actually float into the picture, we may potentially start to see a bit of downside movement on the Aussie dollar. And bear in mind that the Aussie dollar has been inching downwards since last week. And in fact, in late US session last Friday, it actually came close to a very major support level of the Aussie dollar at this level of 0.6360 level. Okay, it came very close to it. So something to actually pay attention to for tomorrow's RBA meeting. And the next up will be ECB for sure. So for ECB, we know that in the last 2 months, key economic data in Eurozone has been pretty weak, especially manufacturing PMI up from its anchor economy, which is Germany. And on top of that, next year, potentially, we could still see a bit of political uncertainty in the French economy as well that could inflict negative sentiment in business and consumer mindset in the Eurozone. So with that, on this coming Thursday, what market is expecting from Eurozone central bank meeting is that potentially there could be another 25 basis point cut to bring it down to the deposit rate to 3%. But what's interesting over here is that on Thursday itself, ECB also released its latest inflation trend and economic growth forecast for 2025 and 2026 in Eurozone. So market will be looking at, is there any downgrade of this projected growth forecast and inflationary trend forecast in Eurozone? If that would be the case, that potentially would kind of warrant that next year ECB will likely still be in a rather dovish mode. So instead of looking at their kind of a restrictive monetary policy, they may change their tone to more of a firefighting mode to prevent any spillover recessionary risk spreading to the rest of the Eurozone given the current weakness that is being seen in Germany right now. So if that were to take shape, what we could see over here is that that euro dollar may continues to actually trend downwards, something very interesting to actually look out for on Thursday.
Okay, very interesting stuff. Kelvin, we'll speak to you again very soon. Have a great week.
Likewise, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.